This afternoon, the Divine Grace will be speaking from the Bhagavad Gita as it is. Some of you university students are familiar with the book, the Bhagavad Gita. The Bhagavad Gita, translated, means the song of God. The Bhagavad Gita is spoken 5,000 years ago. And the peculiarity about this presentation of the Bhagavad Gita is that it is the Bhagavad Gita as it is, not the Bhagavad Gita as we think it was, but the Bhagavad Gita as it is, as it was spoken by Krishna to Arjuna 5,000 years ago. Our spiritual master is sitting before you, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Goswami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada, is in a direct disciplic succession from Krishna. 5,000 years of masters and disciples have passed this knowledge of the Bhagavad Gita down purely. So therefore, when our spiritual master speaks on the Bhagavad Gita, he does not speak on the Bhagavad Gita as he thinks it is. He speaks on the Bhagavad Gita as it is. So without any more verbiage, I will present our spiritual master.
ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुर्मिलितां येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदामय्यं ददाति सपदान्तिकं हे कृष्ण करुणा सिन्धु दीनबन्धु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकान्त राधाकान्त नमस्ते सप्तकांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी विखभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिय हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 लेडीज एंड जेंटलमैन आई थैंक यू वेरी मच फॉर योर जॉइनिंग अस in this Krishna consciousness movement. Krishna, when I utter the word Krishna, it means God. It is a Sanskrit word. Krishna, those who are Sanskrit students, you know, Krishdhatu, attracts, one who attracts. God is the Supreme Being, full with six kinds of opulences, therefore He attracts everyone. This is the definition of the word Krishna. This Bhagavad Gita is spoken by Krishna, the perfect person. We receive knowledge from the perfect person. When we receive knowledge from imperfect person, the knowledge is not complete. At the present age, mostly the scientists, they cannot give us perfect knowledge because there are so many ifs. They say it may be, perhaps, like that. But this is not perfect knowledge. The perfect knowledge means there is no if, there is no perhaps, there is no doubt. So we are receiving knowledge from Krishna, the Supreme Perfect Being. He says that Dehinasmin Jatha Dehi. Asmin dehe, asmin means this body, you have got your body, I have got my body. So, within this body, there is the proprietor of the body. Asmin Dehi. Dehi na Asmin. Dehi means the proprietor of the body. I do not see you. I see your body. You see my body. But within the body, the proprietor is lying or is situated, that we do not see. But we can understand. Suppose my beloved father is dead or somebody is dead. I cry, my father is gone. My father. So where is your father gone? He is lying there, unconscious. He may come to consciousness again. But we say, no, he is gone. Dead means he is gone. So, factually, I never saw my father who has gone. I saw the body of my father, and that is lying on the bed. Why I am crying? My father is gone. Therefore, this is called ignorance. We do not see the real father within the body, or we do not see the real son within the body. We see the outward dress. This is ignorance. So we are preaching Krishna consciousness movement on the platform of the spirit soul, which we do not see with this material eyes. This is great ignorance. After the death we cry that my father is gone, my son is gone. But where is gone? He is lying on the bed. But now, even still we do not come to the understanding what is the difference between the living body and the dead body. There are so many theories, but as I have already told you, that we receive knowledge from the perfect person, Krishna. He says that within this body, the owner of the body is there. And on account of the owner of the body presence, the body is changing. The owner of the body is sometimes in the childhood body. The owner of the body is sometimes in a different boyhood body. The owner of the body is sometimes in the youthhood body. Similarly, as he is changing different types of body during this duration of life, similarly, after this annihilation of this body, when it is old, especially old garment or old coat, old shirt cannot be used, it is thrown away, another new shirt, new coat is taken. Similarly, this body being annihilated, the soul accepts another body. This is a real knowledge. Tatha dehantara prapti dhirastattva namayati. This is explained in Bhagavad Gita very broadly. Just like here it is said that matrasparsastu kuntiya sitasna sukhadukkhada agma paine anitya tang titikha sabharat. Our real business, real education is to understand what I am. I am not this body. But that education is lacking. So our main business is to understand that I am not this body, and the bodily pains and pleasure, they are due to the change of season. Just like now it is winter season, we are covering our body. In the summer season, we do not like so heavily dressed. So this feeling of pains and pleasure is due to this material body. Therefore, Krishna says, janghina vyathante te purusang purusar sava samadukha sukhanga dhiraṁ sa amrita tayakal. Real business of human life is to understand the spirit soul. And so far the material body is concerned, they just like seasonal changes. We feel pains and pleasure, just like water in this winter season. On account of the seasonal change, we do not like to touch water at the present moment. But the same water in the summer season will be very pleasing. So the water is the same, but due to seasonal changes, sometimes the water is very pleasing and sometimes it is very painful. So this material world, so long we shall remain in the material world, the pains and pleasure on account of this material body we have to feel. But if we come to the spiritual platform, that is understanding of the soul, then in any condition we shall be happy. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, brahma bhuta prasanna atma na sochati na kankhati samas sarvesu bhuteshu mad bhakti labhate param. Brahma bhuta means self realized that I am not this body, I am spirit soul. This is the first realization, self realization. So long we are not on this platform of spiritual understanding, we are equal to the animals. Animals, they do not know what is the difference between body and the soul. A dog is always thinking that I am this body. Similarly, if a man thinks that I am this body, he is no better than the dog, because he has no realization of the self. Therefore, the Vedic literature says, jasyātma buddhi kunapi tridhātuke sadhikkalatrādhiṣu omayujyati. Actually, we are standing on a small, on a false platform. Understanding this body as the self, and in relationship with the body, we are considering this country is my country, this man is my family man or my national man. So all these bodily concept of life is based on ignorance, because we do not know soul. Actually, the human life is meant for being educated that he is not this body, he is soul. That is the Vedanta Sutra philosophy. To inquire about the spirit soul, that is our main business. Unfortunately, we are traveling all over the world. There is no institution, no school, no college, no university, where this education is given, that what I am. Am I this body or I am something else? No, I am something else. But this education can be given through this Krishna consciousness movement on the basis of Sri Bhagavad Gita. Everything is explained very vividly. The soul is eternal. The soul is transferred from one gross body to another gross body. Just like we change our apartment from one apartment to another. But I exist. If I vacate one apartment and I go to another apartment, it does not mean I am finished. I may leave the apartment. Similarly, if we are leaving this body and we are going to another body, that one will say, I am not finished, I am existing. Na hannate hannamane sarire. Na hannate, the soul is never annihilated even after the destruction of this body. Therefore, the question is that if I am eternal, why I am put into this condition of changing or transmigrating from one body to another? is there any possibility of not changing the body to keep eternality? Yes, that is possible. Actually, we are a spirit soul, the part and parcel of God. So God is eternal, God is blissful, God is in full knowledge. So we being part and parcel of God, we have got the same quality.
Just bullshit! How do you explain your Rolls Royce, dickhead?
What is that? What is this? This is not good.
Where's your love? Where's your love? Where's your love? That's a big question. Where's your love? Where's your love? I want to know. I
want to
know.
As servants of God, we have come to serve God, His purpose. God is very kind upon every one of us. He comes Himself, He comes His, He sends His Son, He sends His devotee to reclaim. As I was explaining, that in the material condition of life, we have been changing from one body to another. This is not very good condition of life. Oh, nobody wants to die, but he is forced to die. Nobody wants to take birth, but he is forced to take birth. Nobody wants to become old man, but he becomes old man. And nobody wants to become diseased, but he is forced to take some disease. This is our condition. Now, this human form of body is a chance to understand what is our real inconvenience. Birth, death, old age and disease, and to think of whether there is any way out of this entanglement of repetition of birth, death, old age and disease. This is Krishna consciousness movement. We are educating people how to get out of the clutches of illusion, that continually, one after another, we are to take birth. Janma mittu jarabhyadhi dukkha dosana darsana. Real problem is this. So if we take to Krishna consciousness, that means if we understand what is God, what I am, what is our relationship, what is the ultimate goal of our life, if these things we understand, then we can get out of these clutches of illusion, repetition of birth, death, old age and disease. This is the Krishna consciousness movement, sum and substance. And to realize this, the method is very simple. Chant the holy name of God. We are chanting the holy name of God. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram. So, our only request is that you have got this human form of body. Don't misuse it, don't waste it like animals, simply by eating, sleeping, mating and defending. You have got another business. A human being has got extra intelligence. That extra intelligence than the animal is meant for realizing himself, not to live like cats and dogs. That is not human form of life. This Krishna consciousness movement is educational movement. It is not a religious sentiment. It is a science. And we have got our books also, you have seen, there is demonstration of the book. We have got already 20 books of 400 pages each. And we are going on writing more books. Everything will be finished in 80 books. So if you want to know through science and philosophy, we have got our books, you can read. Even if you read the complete set, It will take your whole life to finish it. But if you cannot read, or if you do not want to waste your time by such reading, it is not wasting, it is actually utilizing. But if you think so, then our request is that you simply chant the holy name of God.
Have you got books on the use of flick knives? Like your brother of love there? Have a look, declare yourself, mate.
Yeah, you're
based on love.
Sir, listen, we have questions and answers in just a minute. If you'd like to be patient.
Flick knives.
If you'd like to be patient for a second, we'd have questions and answers. And we can ask about the philosophy that we're talking about.
Chuck that precious nail!
Well, the people that want to listen in an orderly fashion are waiting to hear the meeting continue. And those who want to ask questions, could please have respect for them and let us continue with the lecture, and then we will have questions and answers after.
What is it? We are not prepared to hear. So let them question and answer.
So,
you can answer.
Our spiritual master has traveled about 10,000 miles to come and speak to you. We have not come here to bribe anyone to come and listen to him. We have rented this hall, and we have rented this hall here, and we have invited people cordially to come and listen as representatives of the intelligentsia of Australia. Now, the intelligentsia of Australia cannot sit for half an hour and listen to a gentleman speak about the love of God. It does not speak very well for you. We are simply not asking for disturbance. We are not asking for violence, but we will meet violence with violence. We are not artificially pacifist. We are asking you to listen like gentlemen. We have come here in goodwill. We have come here not to cause any disturbance. So we ask you please to have that much respect for our spiritual master. Now at this time, if there's any questions about Krishna consciousness philosophy, not about fighting, we can go out in the street and fight, we can solve everything out there. We have come here to speak about spiritual matters. If you want to speak about spiritual matters, let's speak together, like brothers and sisters. Let's not cause disturbance. I have an ego, you have an ego. If you do something to flick off my ego, I may get mad. If I do something to flick off your ego, you get mad. So we'll go out into the street and set it like a cat and a dog? No. We're not here in this university to act like that. We're supposed to be raised above that platform. So please, we ask you to present sober questions to our spiritual master. Yes, sir?
Yeah. I'm a Christian.
Yes.
Your spiritual master in relation to Jesus? And do you consider Jesus just another prophet, like all Eastern religions are saying today?
The question was, this man is a follower of Lord Jesus Christ, and he would like to know what our opinion is of Jesus Christ.
We respect Jesus Christ as you do, because he is the representative of God, Son of God, and we are also speaking of God. So we respect him with our greatest veneration.
So you're comparing Krishna, Buddha, Muhammad to Jesus as the same, and Guru Maharaj too, another Jesus, you're saying that?
No, I am not Jesus. No, I am servant of Jesus.
You're a son of Jesus too.
Yes, I am servant of Jesus. I don't say I am Jesus.
With the powers of Jesus, can you say it to a person, rise up and walk when they're paralyzed?
What is that?
He wants to know if you have the powers of Jesus.
Huh? No, I have no power of Jesus.
Well, I've got the power of Jesus. Because I'm a Christian.
That's all right. You are Christian, we are Krishnian. Practically the same thing.
And one other question.
Yeah.
I believe Jesus is coming back, not Krishna. And what are you guys going to do when you see Jesus?
Jesus is going to come back again.
Well, he is coming, welcome. He shall welcome. Yes. It's very good news that Jesus is coming.
Jesus had no reputation. He wore sandals and he was crucified between two thieves.
He didn't carry flick knife.
And your spirituality is in a Rolls Royce, on a padded seat, and you're all in the money, you Christians. You want money, you rip off people in the streets.
Now, I don't want money.
And you said violence with violence. And you said violence with violence, that's what you believe. Jesus turned the other cheek and he expected his followers to.
Yes, this Krishna consciousness movement is not a sentimental religious system. It is science and philosophy. The attempt is to awaken God consciousness. God is neither Christian nor Hindu nor Muslim. God is God. There may be angles of vision to approach God, but God is one. Therefore, our attempt is that you become God conscious. Don't be limited by Christianism or Hinduism or Mohammedanism. So, our formula is explained in the Srimad Bhagavatam. We have got the copies there. Sabai pumsang paro dharma jato bhakti radho khaji. That is first class religious system by which the followers become a lover of God. This is our formula. Either you go through Christianism or Hinduism and Muslimism. If you understand what is God, and if you know what is your relationship with God, in this way, your goal of life, how to learn to love God, that is achieved. Then it doesn't matter through which religion you achieve that perfection. But if you can achieve that perfection, that system is perfect. This is our formula.
The second part of the question was that one other man who comes from the East, Krishnamurti, he stresses that when you're speaking in the Western world, you should speak and present yourself as a Westerner, not as an Indian, or not as you would speak in India. Instead of sitting on the raised dais, Vyasasana, and dressing in the robes of a monk, Krishnamurti would say, dress in Western clothes and sit on a chair. The question was, what is our opinion of this?
Actually, a God-conscious person is neither Westerner nor Easterner. So, anywhere he goes, the devotees, as they receive him, they accept. These devotees, they have arranged the red seat. So we have accepted this red seat. If they wanted to sit down on the floor, I would have gladly accepted. I have no objection, this or that. But as the devotees receive and they give honor, that is good for them, because actually we should honor the Supreme Lord, God, and His representative. Nowadays, it is different when students and people are learning not to honor. But that is not actually the system. According to Vedic system, the representative of God must be honored as God. Jasya prasadad bhagavat prasad. Just like in India, we had British rule, the Governor General, he was Viceroy. So he was given honor, as much honor we used to give to the king. So that is the etiquette, that is the system. It is not that the honor given to the Viceroy exactly like to the king. He becomes a king. No, he is servant of king. But it is the duty of the citizen to honor the representative of the king as king. That is etiquette. That is our Vedic system.
She's asking, how can we explain that Jesus said he is the only way?
Yes, he is the only way. We also admit, because he is the representative of God. So, if you want to approach God, you must approach through his representative. That is his person. I am the only means, because he is representative of God, then you have to reach God through him. That is fact.
Another question? There? Yes, sir?
Do you consider your movements the major form of enlightenment emanating from the United States today? What order of priority has your movement in the White House Psychological Warfare Department? Will you also be coming along to our July 4 demonstration again this year to try and buck it up and divert people away from taking up real political issues concerned with Australia?
All right, we can answer one at a time. I can answer them for you, do I? Our movement is not coming from the United States. If you have some paranoiac stigma about everything coming from the United States, well, that's your hang-up, not mine. Second of all, our spiritual master, he came to the United States to stop this Krishna consciousness movement because he got a free ticket on a boat to go there. And because it was the mercy of this one lady who gave him a free ticket on the boat, he came to America on the orders of his spiritual master. This is the reason he came to America to start Krishna consciousness. If you had sent him a free ticket, he probably would have come to Australia first. He was a penniless monk in India, and he was trying to follow the orders of his spiritual teacher by spreading love of God. He's not trying to stop any kind of a political movement. Actually, he is trying to spark a revolution in consciousness. I think that you are also interested in revolution. We are also interested in revolution also, but we are interested in the revolution which will help people to feel peace with themselves, whether they're communist or Marxist or Leninist or whatever ist you like. We're trying to help people feel happy, whether they're in the city or whether they're in the country or whether they're under any... This is what we're trying to do. So we are also revolutionaries. And actually, we request you to cooperate with this Krishna consciousness movement so actually we can change the consciousness of the world, not just change from one political system to another political system. That's been going on for time immemorial, and we see there's no solution. Because people are changing their politics, they're not changing their consciousness. They're not changing their consciousness. They're not changing themselves inside. They just changed their ism from communism to capitalism, and from capitalism back to something else-ism. We're asking people to try to get a little bit beyond that superficial political system and find out what actually motivates each and every one of us. That is God consciousness, the love of God. That love of God is much more powerful than any temporary political system.
We would say, help Brian's face.
Hey, what about the
guys? Hey, listen, if you're that bloody good, why'd you beat up my mate?
Yeah.
Well, you guys are nuts, man. Nazis in bloody Germany. If anyone just said, why don't you come up and fight my mate?
Hitler was a revolutionary too.
Are there any questions, more questions about the philosophy?
About
the philosophy?
Because I love you, I'd like to know where in your book that you say is part of God's word, which my God doesn't seem to say. How come my God says in this book, which can be proved by many methods, about love, right through it, talking about love, man, he loved everybody. And yet my brother